This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Somalia's President Mohamed Abdulhadi Mohamed said Thursday he has suspended the prime minister's power to hire and fire officials, escalating political conflict in the destabilizing Horn of Africa nation. The dispute between Mohamed and Prime Minister Mohamed Hussein Roble marks an escalation of months of tension between them and a country already damaged by militant attacks and clan rivalries. The president said in a statement, quote, the prime minister violated the constitution, saying the suspension will last until the conclusion of elections later this year. Mohamed and Roble had clashed in April when the president unilaterally extended his four-year term by 2 years, prompting army factions loyal to each man to seize rival positions in the capital, Mogadishu. French authorities said Thursday the leader of the Islamic State in the Greater Sahara died of wounds from a drone strike that hit him on a motorcycle last month in southern Mali in a French-led operation involving backup from U.S., EU, Malian, and Nigerian military forces. The French government did not disclose how they identified him as Adnan Abdul Walid al-Sarari, whose group has terrorized the region. The killing has not yet been immediately independently verified. France declared the killing a major victory against jihadists in Africa and justification for years of anti-extremist efforts in the Sahel. French government officials described him as enemy number one in the region and accused him of ordering or overseeing attacks on U.S. troops, French aid workers, and some 2,000 to 3,000 African civilians, most of them Muslim. This is VOA News. Scientists say the southern hemisphere ozone hole is larger than usual and already surpasses the size of Antarctica. The European Union's Atmosphere Monitoring Service said Thursday the ozone hole has grown considerably in the past week following an average start. Atmospheric ozone absorbs ultraviolet light coming from the sun. Its absence means more of high-energy radiation reaches Earth where it can harm living cells. Last year's ozone hole also started out unremarkably, but then turned into one of the longest-lasting ones on record. The Montreal Protocol, signed in 1987, led to a ban on a group of chemicals called halocarbons that were blamed for exacerbating the annual ozone hole. An Indonesian court ordered on Thursday President Joko Widodo and other senior government officials to approve the hazardous air quality of the capital, Jakarta, after finding them guilty of environmental negligence in a civil lawsuit. The citizen lawsuit was filed in 2019 against the president, the ministers of health, environment, and home affairs, as well as other prominent local leaders. The 32 plaintiffs said the lawsuit was a last-ditch attempt to compel authorities to take action against severe air pollution in the bustling metropolis of Jakarta and its surroundings, an area home to more than 30 million people. The ruling obliges the president to establish national air quality standards to protect human health, and the health minister and Jakarta governor to devise strategies to control air pollution. North Korea said Thursday the missiles it fired the day before were a test of its new railway-borne missile system designed as a potential counterstrike to any forces threatening the country. South Korea and Japan said on Wednesday they detected two missiles launched by Pyongyang just days after a previous test. When North Korean state media released photos of the launch, it said the missile struck a target in the sea off the country's east coast. It also reported possible plans to expand the North's railway-borne missile unit. Analysts warned that system could make it more difficult for a foreign military to track and destroy the missiles before they're fired, though they also say the system will be constrained by the country's limited and sometimes unreliable rail network. And France's health minister said Thursday thousands of health workers across France have been suspended without pay for failing to get vaccinated against COVID-19 ahead of a deadline this week. France's National Public Health Agency estimated last week about 12% of hospital staff and 6% of doctors in private practices had yet to be vaccinated. The health minister told RTL Radio some 3,000 suspensions were notified yesterday. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.